Yeah, Pastor Doug.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your program. And I would like to know about James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16.
Okay.
Would you
let me read that. We'll read that for our listeners. We've got people driving pickup trucks down the road, and we like them to hear the scripture. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is there anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they'll be forgiven. Is that the verse you wanted?
That's what I wanted, yeah.
Okay. Well, you said verse 16 too?
Yeah.
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Right. I want to, does that apply to us today? Now, I have a Sunday school teacher. He thinks anointing with oil doesn't apply to us today. No.
Well, if you use that philosophy that scripture doesn't apply, then you can start throwing out your Bible one book at a time.
Well, this is what I was wondering too.
Absolutely.
He said the prayer of faith, but not anointing with oil. You know what I mean? That's just.
No, we
sort of threw me.
Yeah, well, I believe that first of all, the oil doesn't heal, but the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit that does heal. And when the Lord says to anoint with oil, He means that just as much as He means it when He says baptize with water. And so, you know, we're going to start saying, well, you know, we don't really need to do water baptism because that doesn't apply today. Well, I think you got to do what the Bible says. And we use olive oil in our church. We anoint people. We have prayer over them. And I've seen miracles, so I believe in these things.
Now, do you think when you get sick, you should go and call for the elders of the church and have them anoint you with oil before you go to a hospital or a doctor or anything like that?
Not necessarily. You know, if a person falls down and has a heart attack, I would call 911 before I called the pastor.
Right.
Because the Lord tells us to use the resources that He's made available. And I wouldn't, you know, if I get a sore throat, I'm not going to call my pastor to come and have prayer. I think my body's got defenses God's provided that will help take care of that.
No, but what I'm saying, let's say
but
I
for
have
more,
to go,
for more serious things, absolutely.
Right, like if I was to go to the hospital for an operation, would it be scriptural for me to go and be anointed before I went into the hospital for the operation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So, then you think that is very popular for today, then, to be
well, I think, I believe this principle is a principle that God gives us from James that is valid today, 100% valid. And I recommend people believe in every word of God. That's what Jesus said. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, and this is the word of God.
That's the way I look at it, too. It sort of threw me, you know, when he said that, because I always believed in getting anointed, but I have changed churches, you know, I went to a different denomination.
You know, we have, I'd like to recommend that you send for a booklet that we've got that deals with the subject of health and healing. And it's called, You Are, no, that's, is it, yeah, which one is it, Pastor Dick? You Are Responsible? No.
No, it's...
you want to do this,
wouldn't
you?
You wouldn't do this, that's right.
You wouldn't
do this.
You want to do this, and it's a lesson that deals with health. You call our resource number. We'll send that to you, John. We're going to rush along because we got a couple minutes and several callers, okay?